everyone. Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, our term today is going to be called supervisor. Now, what's a supervisor? Well, supervisor is spelled S-U-P-E-R-V-I-S-O-R. Now, what's a supervisor? Well, supervisor has lots and lots of different titles, and so it's not going to be able to say all of it today, but we're going to say a little bit about it. A supervisor is a person who is, like, looking over everyone. They make sure that the entire production is taken care of, okay? Now, you have all sorts of different supervisors. Like, a script supervisor has to look at the actual script and make sure that every single thing inside the script is shot. And so each scene, the words are said, the shots are made, everything is taken care of at the script supervisor. But there's also different other supervisors that on the set, their responsibility is to make sure that whatever it is there has to be taken care of. And they're the person responsible for it. And so if nothing happens, okay, like it doesn't get done, the supervisor is the one that will be in trouble. But if the supervisor says, we have to do this, then that's what the job has to be done, okay? So that's what a supervisor is. Anyway, coming up, American slang.
Hey, 各位好, 欢迎来到 American slang. I'm Dre.
Yes.
你一定等迫不及待，想知道今天我们又会有什么精彩的电影片段, movie clips, 还有很棒的原点, language points, 在等着你，对不对? Take it easy, you find out right away. 好，今天我们继续锁定影片 Keeping the Faith. 两个人在一起，其实相爱的话呢，想法往往都不一样，常见的，尤其是谈到未来的发展的打算的时候，更是如此。好，我们上一个片段就带你看一看 Anna 和 Jake 是怎么来谈的。
What do you think?
Wow.
That's unexpected.
It is?
Yeah. Are you sure that that is the best thing?
Oh,
for you?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you'd be excited.
No. I am. I'm sorry. I thought... am I off base here?
No, sorry. You're not. It was just an impulse. It's totally fine.
Okay, because that's...
Totally fine.
I thought that we...
No, I know. I can't
pick
that tequila shot.
Maybe
a little giddy.
来看看今天的美国绿带给你什么? Hey, am I off base here?
I'm sorry. I thought... am I off base here?
Am I off base here, okay? Off base here means to be wrong about something. 你把什么问题搞错了。你做错了。你搞错了叫 off base. Hey, the report was well written, but it was slightly off base. 他的意思是，小的文笔还不错嘛，你的文笔还不错，但是你的立意、你的主题好像有问题。好，方向有问题，听好了，这个句子叫文笔还不错，报告叫 the report 怎么样 ？Was 文笔好 ，well written， 表面上看起来是好的。 但是你的基点有点错，但是你的利益错了，叫 But it was 有一点 slightly off base. 来，我们来看第二个例句，关于这个 off base. She, my girlfriend, she was completely off base in thinking that I had lied to her. 这句话的意思是，如果她认为我在欺骗她的话，那她可就 off base completely 他的意思是大错而特错，对不对？这个句子我们再说一遍，你完全搞错了，叫 off base. 那么这个句子叫 She was completely off base in thinking. 这么去想 I had lied to her. 如果他认为我去骗他的话，就 off base.
What do you think?
Wow. That's unexpected.
It is?
Yeah. Are you sure that that is the best thing?
Oh,
For you?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you'd be excited.
No. I am. I'm sorry. I thought... am I off base here?
No, you're not. It was just an impulse. It's totally fine.
Okay, because that's
totally fine.
I thought that we...
No, I know. I can't think that tequila shot made me a little giddy.
Anna Jack 他们两个人相爱了，你想到了吗？好，那下面这个场景你就是看到两个人一起去安娜公司的一个 party。
Trust me, they'll love you. These guys are fascinated by anyone who can survive on less than $100,000 a year.
I think Len was a Ritalin child.
Silly.
Those guys love you.
They love me because I bust the balls.
No, I mean they really respect you.
我们来看看完这个片段以后要学习英语了啊。第一个原点是这个，各位来看，叫 survive on $100,000 a year.
Trust me, they'll love you. These guys are fascinated by anyone who could survive on less than $100,000 a year.
好，后面叫 grand， 叫 grand。 This word also means a thousand US dollars， 一千块美元，一千块我们可以叫 $1,000。还有一个词更简单，叫一千块，叫 grand， G-R-A-N-D， 叫 grand， 一千块钱，好吗？来，给你个例句。The first one， Hey， it's my first job out of university. I was only making $20,000 a year. Wow， 这句话的意思是，离开大学，我找工作，我的第一份工作年薪20,000。两万块怎么讲？两万，一千是 grand， 两万就是二十个，叫20,000。好，我们来看第二个例句。If you have a child, well, it's very difficult to survive on $30,000 a year in New York City. 这句话的意思是，在纽约城呢，你要是年薪挣30,000的话，三万块叫30,000，那么你是很难活下去的。我的意思是，如果你有个小孩子的话，一年30,000很难。
I think Len was a Ritalin child.
Silly.
Those guys love you.
They love me because I bust their balls.
No. I mean they really respect you. It's amazing.
好，对，我们来看下面这个原点。这个句子叫 They love me because I bust their balls.
Those guys love you.
They love me because I bust their balls.
然后教给你的这个短语叫 bust one's balls. This phrase means to tease or criticize somebody, but in a friendly way. Friendly way 这句话的意思是你去批评谁，嘲笑谁，不过是以友好的方式，友好的态度。我们可以说叫 bust one's balls. 好了，我们来看第一个例句，好吗？听好了。My dad always busted my balls for being a terrible soccer player. 这句话的意思是，我小的时候，我爸爸经常 bust my balls， 经常说，嘿 ，Brian， 你的足球踢得很烂，不好，踢得不好。他在批评我，不过他是 in a friendly way， 他是友好的态度批评我的。所以我用的短语不是他 criticize me， 不是 kick me， 而是 busted my balls。好，我们再来看第二个例句，听好。Those guys busted my balls when I told them I was gonna marry the actress. 这帮家伙。好了，这个句子的意思是，那些人在嘲笑我，我的朋友们。The guys， 那些人在 busted my balls， drag， 嘿，怎么样你？他们在讥笑我，为什么？就是因为我要跟他们认识的那个女演员结婚了，他们收拾记录。不知道。
Trust me, they'll love you. These guys are fascinated by anyone who can survive on less than $100,000 a year.
I think Len was a Ritalin child.
Silly.
Those guys love you.
They love me because I bust the balls.
No. I mean, they really respect you. It's amazing.
我们来一个 quick review 好吗？第一个原点，我们学了一个词，主要是，你搞错了。你的文章写的还可以，但是你的立意错了。或者你完全搞错了，怎么能认为我是那样的人呢？那个东西叫 off base， one more time， 俚语叫 off base。 接下去我们学了一个关于钱有关系的，叫一千块。那三万块怎么说？一千叫 grand， 三万块叫美元啊，美元叫 30,000。 That's right。 接下去刚刚学过一个短语，表示你去批评谁，你去嘲笑谁，不过是一种 一种友好的姿态，我们叫 best friend's box。好，别走开，接下去是人生碟。
Welcome to Movie Tune. I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song Only Hope from the movie A Walk to Remember. Only Hope is sung by the band called Switchfoot.
There's a song that's inside of my soul. It's the one that I've tried to write over and over again.I'm awake in the instant it calls, but you sing to me over and over and over.
Switchfoot is made up of four guys who love to surf, and the term Switchfoot actually comes from a surfing word, so Switchfoot sang Only Hope.They're a very popular band that has been featured in many movies and American TV shows. Let's take a look at this song, Only Hope. There's a song that's inside of my soul. Your soul is the innermost part of you. If you didn't have a physical body, what would you be like? That's your soul. Your soul is who you are. So there's a song that's inside of my soul.There's something that I'm feeling inside. There's something that I'm thinking. It's the one that I've tried to write. I tried to express the song. I tried to write it over and over again. I'm awake and in the infinite cold. Infinite is never ending. Something that goes on and on and on is infinite. I'm awake and in the infinite cold.And usually when we say something is cold, it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. So I'm infinitely in this bad place. But you sing to me over and over and over again. When they say that, but you sing to me over again, it means that you comfort me. Because in the beginning, there's a song that I couldn't write. But then in the end, you sing to me. So you're able to tell me. You're able to make me feel better. And you know who I am.So now you know what Switchfoot said when they wrote the song Only Hope. Listen to the song with us when you join us next time on Action English.
My soul. It's the one that I try to write over and over again. I'm awake in the infinite cold.Sing to me, oh